Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. It's Saturday morning, April the 17th of 2010. We're broadcasting to you live from Dallas, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Oh my. I want to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America, the show that precedes ours each week, and Todd McGreevy of Common Sense Revisited. Again, today's show is from 10 a.m. till noon. It's October the 17th of 2010. And today, I know I've been bouncing around over the last several weeks trying to get to the bottom of all these statutes and codes and rules and regulations with which we've been entrapped. And I want to call it voluntary servitude. Is how the government would like to see it, is that you volunteered to serve the government through government franchises. And instead of living in a de jure republic where you live under the common law and you go to common law courts, you live in a de facto municipal corporation. And this is the difference between living under the common law and living under statutory law. And another thing that people have to understand is the distinction between private contracts versus positive enacted law. And it's come to my attention that the IRS and the tax code is not positive law, but in fact is a private contract to which you have through your government franchises voluntarily consented to. So we're all voluntary slaves in this country by deception. And of course, deception is fraud. Fraud vitiates all contracts. So clearly under the law and under the concept of equal justice under the law, then we have a remedy. But the remedy is very hard to see. And we have to remember, if you consent to or volunteer or sign up for a Social Security number, or if you're a registered voter of the United States, or in fact you just say that you are a U.S. citizen and having been born here, then you are in fact a taxpayer. But if you revoke all your government franchises and you know, revoke the fact and offer the notices and so forth, you can disassociate yourself from your voluntary servitude and become a state citizen, and that's a state citizen with a capital C. So I wanted to say all that just to get it out so that I could explain that today's show is about the concept of genocide. And I want to just give you a little background here. Most people never think about genocide, but there's actually a genocide treaty. And Article 2 of the Genocide Treaty states in part, in the present convention, genocide means any of the following acts committed with the intent to destroy, in whole or in part, a national, ethnical, racial, or religious group, such as deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part. And what I'm reading to you here is a dissertation by an author by the name of Richard McDonald. And you can find it out there at supremelaw.org/authors/McDonald/genocide.htm. In any case, if you want a link to that, just drop me an email at phil.posderick@yahoo.com, and I will send you a link to his discussion of genocide. We've got to go to break. Let's thank all of our sponsors here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a
welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And today's show, again, I wanted to reiterate, we're talking about genocide, and I wanted to again, reiterate and get people to understand that genocide is the willful destruction of a nationality. And I've got a letter here, and it's addressed to the Secretary of the Treasury from Mr. Richard McDonald, and he says, to whom it may concern, oh, he's also sending informational copies of this to the Governor of California, the Attorney General of California, the Attorney General of the United States, the Chairman of the United Nations, and the Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigations. And he writes, to whom it may concern, my name is Richard McDonald. I was born in Illinois State as an Illinois citizen, and I have moved my domicile to California State and have taken an oath of allegiance to California, which oath is properly recorded in Los Angeles County. I have never, and he capitalizes the word never, been a U.S. citizen under the 14th Amendment. I am now and always have been a citizen of the United States of America, which is derived from my state citizenship. I have the political status of a citizen of California, not a U.S. citizen, and have sent numerous requests to your agency. So far, none of them have been answered, which shows that your agency is using the Social Security number as an instrument of genocide, with the specific intent to destroy the national political class of citizens known as sovereign state citizens in violation of the Genocide Treaty. As you know, the Genocide Treaty was signed in 1988, after 42 years of stalling by the United States government, which is an indication that someone has knowledge that compelling the use of the Social Security number is an act of destruction of sovereign state citizenship in violation of this treaty. Article 2 of the Genocide Treaty states in part, in the present convention, genocides means any of the following acts committed with intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnical, racial, or religious group, such as deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part. And he says, your agency is demanding that workplaces require a social security number prior to hiring anyone. This shows specific intent to destroy the sovereignty of the people called state citizens and to force them into subject status as citizens of the District of Columbia, a.k.a. U.S. citizens, in order to be able to work and obtain the necessities to sustain life. Article 4 of the Genocide Treaty states, persons committing genocide or any of the other acts enumerated in Article 3 shall be punished, whether they are constitutionally responsible rulers, public officials, or private individuals. There is no immunity for anyone for violations under the above stated section of the Genocide Treaty. This includes all public officials, government employees, and private workplaces who, under the direction of the Internal Revenue Service, demand that everyone obtain a Social Security number in order to work. This is done deliberately with specific intent to cause the destruction of the national political class of people commonly called sovereign state citizens, of which I am a member. This is formal notification to you and your agents, including your withholding agents, that they are in violation of the Genocide Treaty. Therefore, based upon the above treaty, which the Constitution states is superior to all of the rules and regulations of your agency, I am demanding that you remove my name from your number, and he's got it X'd out here, his Social Security, and send me proper notification of this action by your agency. This demand is retroactive, based upon non-disclosure of material facts when I, as a juvenile, obtained this number from the Social Security Administration, acting as an agency of the Internal Revenue Service. Please answer as soon as possible, as legal action may be required to correct the erroneous statements based upon this violation of the Genocide Treaty and the fraudulent information maintained in your records. I hope to hear from you soon. Sincerely, Richard McDonald. And there you have it. So, I also had another listener, and I won't say who he is, but he sent me a link, and it took me to an FBI site. And at that specific FBI site, and let's see if I can find that site here while I'm still on the air before I go too long. Anyhow, that FBI site basically said that, state citizens could be considered terrorists. Isn't that wonderful? So, it has to be that this is it's a concerted effort to destroy the owners of the house by the servants. Isn't that interesting? If you think about it, you as a state citizen are the owners of the republic, and so in order to take over, the students kill all the owners, and they do this in a way that takes over a few generations by what we have to call government franchises. And so all these different things, that's exactly what they are. They're a deceptive way in order to get you to voluntarily be a servant of the state. And each and every facet of your life is taken over and controlled by these different franchises. And so, I want to hear from people. I want to get people calling in here and telling me what they think about my interpretation here of genocide and how effectively they've killed off the state sovereign citizen who, was the ruler of the country. And this has all been done, as I've said before in my earlier shows, in 1868, shortly after the Civil War, when a second class of citizen was created, a constitutional 14th Amendment subject, in order to give the newly freed slave some rights. And, of course, everyone has effectively over the past, 150 years or so, been demoted to this to this lower class of citizen. So instead of it having its intended consequence, what it has effectively done is, and of course through the monetary system and the abolition of money and the abolition of the common law and the institution of the Federal Reserve Bank, which has compelled us into maritime law. And I want to read you a few words about that from James Traficant. And he says, the Federal Reserve System is a sovereign power structure separate and distinct from the federal United States government. The Federal Reserve is a maritime lender and or maritime insurance underwriter to the federal United States, operating exclusively under admiralty/maritime law. The lender or underwriter bears the risks, and the maritime law compelling specific performance in paying the interest or premiums are the same. Assets of the debtor can also be hypothecated to pledge something as a security without taking possession of it. This is what happens when they register your birth certificate. They've hypothecated you, they've pledged you as a security to the repayment of the debt. As security by the lender or underwriter, the Federal Reserve Act stipulates that the interest on the debt was to be paid in gold. There was no stipulation in the Federal Reserve Act for ever paying the principal. And so you can see the Federal Reserve Act is a deliberate intent in order to enslave the people with debt. Because why? Well, they never intended to pay it off. So if you're not going to pay off the principal of the debt, then the principal will continue to grow, and consequently, the amount of interest that has to be paid will continually grow, since the interest is never paid off. And this is the other point that I want to make, and we're going to take callers right after the next break here. The other point I wanted to make is that this whole debt thing, you know, the more money that we borrow into existence, you know, the bigger the debt gets. And, of course, it's always made so that no one can ever pay the principal and the interest back. And so the government finances itself in this fashion by issuing bonds, which are IOUs, which is debt. And in return for issuing this debt, they get back more debt, which is, you know, the Federal Reserve prints currency for them or puts a credit in account for them. And it's just a perpetual cycle of debt. And, of course, the debt can never be repaid because it's always being inflated. It's always getting bigger and bigger. And so eventually all property will always be, all hypothecated property, which is everything and everyone, will always return to the Federal Reserve Bank. And this is their current form of voluntary servitude, we're going to call it, because, of course, we are ruled by consent. Isn't that a joke? You know, I had this feeling early in my life as I went to a Catholic grade school, and at second grade, at 7 or 8 years old, you know, I went through First Communion. And, you know, they kept making the point that, well, you're cognizant now and you need to take some personal responsibility. And, you know, you willfully make this choice. And so I thought, well, I mean, this religion is the only religion I've ever heard of. What kind of choice is it if I only have one choice? And, of course, with the public school system, the Federal Reserve, the federal government determines the content that you're taught. And I don't think I was ever heard of a state citizen until a few months ago. Had no concept of the idea that your U.S. citizenship came from being a citizen of an individual state, and the individual states protected you from the income tax because you're a state citizen. Incredible. We're going to take callers when we come back from break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Again. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Positively Unconstitutional, and we're talking about genocide today and how the federal government of the United States has worked in a concerted effort to destroy, to physically make it uninhabitable, the United States uninhabitable to state citizens. And they've done this by making a fiction within a fiction, a state within a state, a person who is a corporation, which is placed over the man, which is a flesh and blood being. And, you know, they've made it a point to make sure that nobody knows that there is such a thing. And then they've even gone so far as to have the FBI declare state citizens to be terrorists. And, of course, I think one of the reasons they've done this is because some of these state citizens have they've gotten out of control, and they've been using this acceptance for value and forming their own courts and really doing a lot of harm. And we'll talk about that some more. But I want to take some calls. I want to see what people have to say. I've got Art holding in Georgia. Art, what do you think about my argument here on genocide?
I think pretty much you're right on the bat there. I've been talking about this kind of stuff for years, and I'm still trying to figure out how, like, when you were talking about the Social Security card number and all, and I've been telling people for years that, you know, federal income taxes are unconstitutional. Any kind of ID according to the Constitution is a violation. And what I'm trying to figure out is, for those of us like myself in our generation and recently, our parents, when we're young, sign us up for Social Security cards. And we're trying to figure out how do we break away from this system without being overwhelmed by the powers that be. And nobody seems to have an idea how we accomplish this. How do we put this system behind us? And the only thing I can think is to completely abolish the Federal Reserve and do away with the central banking system. It's the only way I know that we can successfully do this and put the power back in the hands of the people.
And I couldn't agree with you more, Art. And Art, I don't remember what they are off the top of my head, but I read the three planks of the Tea Party and what they were trying to accomplish, and I thought, you know, this is all nonsense. I mean, they only need one plank, and that's you got to get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank. And the reason you got to get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank is that, I mean, how can it be even conceivable? I mean, there's no more devious, there's no more diabolical thing than to be able to pledge people's work, their life's work, against the debt that someone can just open a credit in an account with no work at all and collect, you know, thousands and thousands of hours of a man's work in repayment. And you know, this is equal justice under the law. One guy can write a number in an account and get paid forever, and the other guy gets to go out and work forever. I mean, how does that work?
Your guess is as good as mine, because, I mean, if you look back to the Depression era, when the Federal Reserve said, okay, well, you owe us all this money, and what are you going to put up for collateral? And they put us up. They put the people up as collateral. And I mean, and that's frightening to think that, you know, I thought, according to my history lessons, that our founders came over here to get away from the feudal system, to break away from that form of indentured servitude, you know. And here we find ourselves right back in that very position that so much blood was shed to get away from. And, you know,
And along those lines, you know, my caller, I don't know how much you listen to the show, but I've got a regular caller named Jerry Kirk, and we talk about this all the time. What you have to realize is that during the Revolution, King George was the King of England and the King of France. And we borrowed money for 5 years from France, from the King of England, effectively, in order to fight the King of England to overthrow him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when we settled at the Treaty of Paris, then we said, oh, don't worry, we're going to pay all the loans that we owed before we fought the war, and all the property that was owned by Englishmen is still owned by Englishmen. And so we were immediately captured in this web of debt.
Yeah, and if you look at our current banking system that we have here, the central banking system, really what it is, for those who actually study American history, the central banking system was overthrown twice in our history previous to 1913 when the Federal Reserve Act was enacted. And basically, if you look at what we have as a central banking system now, the global banking cartel, it's nothing but a repeat of the original British central bank. That's all it is. It's the same thing. And people
actually,
just don't
actually
learn.
it's a little more than that, in my opinion, Art. And you know, last week I talked about it a little bit, and I asked people to call in and talk about the Black Pope. And you know, people all of a sudden I've got this new information, and the new information says the Black Pope is the most powerful man in the world, and he runs all the secret services of the world. And I'm thinking, how does this figure into anything? Because, I mean, we can see that Hollywood's controlled, you know, mostly by Jewish people. And we can see that the banking cartels are controlled mostly by Jewish people. And we can see what's going on in the Middle East with the Sunni and the Shia. And if you want to talk about genocide, let's talk about the Sunni in Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
We made it a policy to go and kill. And, of course, the Sunni in Iraq were the ruling class. So we went over there and basically killed the entire ruling class. And now we have a Middle East that, you know, the 70 million in Iran are Shia, and the remaining 25 million or so in Iraq are Shia. And, you know, it's just incredible. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 3 seconds. We've got to go back to break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Full Cause Derek, listening to Positively Unconstitutional. Just a reminder, our visitors, you can contact me directly at phil.posderic, and that's P-O-Z-D-E-R-A-C at yahoo.com. And we're talking today about genocide. I was just talking about Sunni and Shia Muslims in the Middle East, and I was just talking about, you know, how it appears that, you know, the Jewish people control the media, they control the newspapers, they control the banks, they control the Federal Reserve, they control the legal society, they control, they're the highest percentage of attorneys. And yet it came to my attention that, you know, people are claiming that the Black Pope is the most powerful man in the world. And then it came to my attention that King George, you know, who we were trying to break away from back in 1776, King George was the arch-treasurer and prince-elector of the Holy Roman Empire and of the United States of America. And if you look at the Treaty of Peace from Paris from 1738, or 1783, I believe that is, Great Britain, which is the agent for the Pope, is in charge of the USA plantation. So, there you have it. You know, King George financed both sides of the Revolutionary War through the French, and he trapped the United States in debt. And of course, after the First World War and the massive inflation of the dollar and then the collapse thereof and the planned bankruptcy in the United States in 1933, they effectively stole all our gold and silver money and you know, gave us this socialist democratic form of government that we so enjoy today, and all these government franchises, which voluntarily commit us to a life of servitude. I believe I've got another caller out there, Bill in Ohio. Billy, are you with me?
Hi there. How are you doing?
Hi, Bill. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing as well as I can be doing, I suppose. Looking forward to a little gardening here as soon as we get off the phone here. So I was going to say to you, if I could, I am just about sick and tired of hearing this Black Pope nonsense. In fact, Mike Piper had a debate. It's on YouTube. It can be heard and viewed with the what I call shill that kind of promoted and pimped that whole thesis. His name is Eric Phelps. He wrote a book called Vatican Assassins. And
yes, Eric John Phelps. I've heard that name before.
Yeah, interestingly enough, when you do a little research on Mr. Eric Phelps, it's noted that he's married to a Jewish gal. He works for a company that directs their diamonds directly from Tel Aviv, Israel, and he proclaims himself to be a Zionist. So it's just more of the same. Piper just made the guy look like an absolute fool in the debate. I won't even try to paraphrase some of the better parts. It's just best if everyone listens to it. We've had this war going on for, well, I guess since the death of Christ. And once we had a ruling church and we were united, you know, we used to keep these people in their caged ghettos. We would confiscate their ill-gotten wealth. We would ban them from our countries. We would expel them, worst case scenario. We forbid them to practice law, to practice medicine, to hold any powers over us. That's again when we were united before that thing known as the Reformation, which divided Christianity, and the only heresy the church could never put down of the 16 heresies. And now it's spread to like 35 different thousand Protestant sects. I don't mean to digress, but that's just the reality. It's kind of a divide and conquer, and they've done it better than anyone else. I'm not ashamed to be a Catholic, at all. We are the only ones that ever did expel them, whilst the Protestants allied with them. Certainly Luther and Calvin, in fact, was a Jew, for lack of a better word. So, you know, and then we look at the attacks on the church last week, Holy Week, of course, which in my opinion was just simply a kind of a hatchet job, a kosher smear job, during Holy Week to kind of cut off at the knees their only opposition in the next, upcoming and forthcoming war. And I believe that's all it was, because if we look at the facts, we see that last year, the church had 9 incidents nationally, 9. Across the entire country, in every archdiocese, with 45,000 plus priests. The Protestant sects had 260 plus sexual incidents across the United States. And in the Jewish faith, there were 40 Jewish children that were molested just in one tiny little enclave in Brooklyn alone. You look at the U.S. public schools, they have more incidences nationally, annually, than the church has had since they've been tracking these things 70 years ago. But they have a statute of limitations, and they can't be sued after 90 days. And it's just, you know, it's kind of like you don't want the facts to get in the way of a good story and a good headline. So that's kind of where we are. But yeah, I agree with you. We have to print our own money. We have to do so interest-free. Our founding fathers were very clear about that.
I mean, what do you think, and I'm a Catholic, I was raised a Catholic, yeah. I went to a Catholic grade school, I went to a Catholic university, you know, that was
Post-Vatican
run by the Jesuit,
you have to understand,
the Jesuit brothers.
Yeah, they set their sights on the church. Bella Dodd, in fact, testified to Congress. She used to be the former head of the United States Communist Party. Bella Dodd is her name. She did give testimony to Congress that she personally planted 1,100 agents, communist Jewish agents, into the priesthood. This is her congressional testimony now, to subvert the church. Vatican II Church is not really I have to refer to it as an apostate church. The teachings of the church, it simply contradicts the faith as we have known it. If you were to look at the Latin Mass and certainly the catechisms and all of the teachings, Nostra Aetate, in fact, would be one of those, which, in fact, there was something I sent DBS, Daryl Bradford Smith of I Am the Witness, a book called The Attack on the Church by Maurice Pinet. Now, Pinet was simply a pen name of some high-ranking clergy, cardinals, archbishops, that wrote as a forewarning to the attending bishops pre-Vatican II what was going on. And they basically said this council has been convened for one reason, and this is to absolve the Jews of the crime of committing deicide. You know, crucify him, his blood be upon us and our children. And he said, and that's why this council has been convened. The smoke of Satan has entered the Vatican. And this is, and so Nostra Aetate, contradicted, basically 1962 years of Orthodoxy in that it claimed that the Jews and not Christians and not Catholics or the Orthodox are in fact God's chosen people, which we know that is not true at all. We in fact now are God's chosen people, those that believe in Christ. There's no other way to salvation. Your question about the post-Vatican II church. Now,
Yeah. Catch your breath for just a minute. Let me ask you a question. What do you think of the fact that the Pope was a member of the Hitler Youth?
Well, I don't. You know, to me, it's just a non-starter. It's not even an issue, and here is why. The Nazi Party was the only entity, and in fact was a buffer, to communism. The same Bolshevik communism that slaughtered 66 million Christians in Russia from 1917 to 1949, and that's right out of, Alexander Solzhenitsyn's book. The official Russian stats statistician claims 66 million Christians. The Nazis were a buffer to that, and they were the antithesis of that. Hitler printed his own money, from the treasury. They kicked out the central bankers. He used them while he had to build Germany up. But Reed Buchanan's Hitler, Churchill, and an Unnecessary War. World War II is the most lied about event in popular history. Hitler didn't start a war. He simply, worked to reclaim some of the lost land that was taken in the Treaty of Versailles and the League of Nations and those people that he appealed to, so humbly and was not given a response. I mean, what of the Jew Bolsheviks, slaughtering Germans in the Danzig and in the Danzig corridor and in East Prussia, East Germany?
That's certainly a side of the story that Hollywood doesn't want to tell.
No.
And that's certainly a side of the story that the liberal media doesn't want to tell.
I've seen the photos of the Weimar.
Well, I thought it was a great comment by Patton when he conquered Europe. He said that the German peoples were the only decent people on the whole continent, and that we should immediately take the opportunity to get the Soviets out of Europe.
Yeah, let's rearm Germany and let's go finish off the real menace, which is the Bolshevik Jews in Russia. We just destroyed the greatest race in Europe, is what Patton was quoted as saying. So
to follow that train of thought just a minute, what do you think about the Polish plane crash last week? Because remember, in 1942, the Caton Forest Massacre, where the Russians marched out, tens of thousands of Polish intelligentsia and killed them in the forest.
You shot them in the back of the head, Jewish style. As soon as I read that story, I smelled bagels. I knew it was a hit. There's no question it was a hit. I mean, he had worked to devalue their currency to make their exports cheaper, which was going to be good for their economy. They're not a member of the EU. They've not gone along with the New World Order, with the flu shots and those kinds of things.
It's my understanding that they just told the IMF. This government told the IMF that they no longer needed their
loans. We don't need you. We don't need your money. We don't need your loan shark loans. No, thank you. So what does he get, for his,
A bullet to the back of the head.
Yeah, for his olive branch, he gets a bullet to the back and a plane crash to boot. So, it's just more of the same. But yeah, the bottom line is you have to control your money. Money is the root of all evil.
This goes with my thought of genocide. I mean, here they are, they're killing, a Christian leader of a Eastern European country who hasn't been dragged down by the one world government.
Yeah, they don't abort children there either.
They're going to destroy, the Polish people again.
Right. They don't abort children in Poland and slaughter them and, pierce their brains and suck their brains and then sell their body parts for Planned Parenthood. And we all know who runs that enterprise, multi-billion dollar industry. Poland was like a last bastion of the Christian faith. One of them, Poland, I think Ireland, maybe Spain, Portugal. There are a few remnants left, but certainly that was one. So
I have very little hope for Ireland. I mean, they're bankrupt. I mean, they borrowed and borrowed and borrowed.
Yeah, but the reality is that they will take up arms, and they've been fighting it for 800 years, and they'll fight them for 800 more. And they with 400 IRA members, they killed 9 times the number of Brit occupying troops. The Brits sent over 40,000 of their best, and they were shamed in defeat and left with their tails between their legs.
How would you like to be a police officer in Northern Ireland? Oh my goodness.
Well, you got no business being there. You got no claim. It's called Northern Ireland. It's not England. Get your troops out and leave. That's the reality. So anyway, I've said my piece. You got a good show and I like it, and have a great day, okay?
All right, Bill. Hey, I appreciate it. I'm a native Ohioan, and thanks for your comments. You're very eloquent, and like what you had to say. And call us again. All right. I know we've got some other people waiting out there. I think Richard in Alabama has been on the horn for a while. Richard, what have you got to say to me today?
Well, that previous caller was good, and he stole a lot of my thunder. The first United Nations that I read about in my school history book was that collection of nations that were demanding reparations from Germany. And they were insistent they were going to get their money, or they were going to get land. And these so-called United Nations sold bonds to the Jewish bankers, who then turned them into mortgages on German farms in East and West Prussia and Pomerania and eventually all the way to the city limits of Berlin were mortgaged. But of course, Hitler did not want any foreclosure, and he didn't want these German people uprooted. He wanted to soft pedal the issue. So we had Munich, where he got the Sudetenland, which wasn't even a quarter of the land that Hitler gave up. Because Hitler gave up Danzig, which was a huge province, and Pomerania, Konigsberg.
What do you mean Hitler gave up? When did Hitler give it up?
Yes, he gave it up at Munich. At the Munich conference, he agreed to not try to overturn Polish governance in Danzig. All he asked for was a road, a railroad, and a road, and that the Germans not be uprooted and sent off as refugees. But eventually, the Poles did terminate the citizenship of the Germans and take away their deeds and send them on a trail of tears back into Germany.
And what year is this?
This was gradually back in the 30s during Hitler's reign. Remember at the start of World War II, you saw the ship, the Schleswig-Holstein, firing into Danzig? Danzig was a German city, but it was under Polish administration, and the Polish army was right there in Danzig.
Oh, well, I remember them, you know, talking about a false flag where they, you know, had someone go and take over one of the radio stations.
There. Yeah. Yeah.
And that, you know, was their justification for going in. But I don't think I've heard any of this other, what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard about that too. But the problem with that story about the radio station is that it never went into any German newspapers and the German people never heard about it until after the war. So if it was staged, why didn't they make any propaganda use of it?
Well, it was my understanding that they did make, you know, significant propaganda use of it, and, you know, I mean, Goebbels was the master propagandist, and just like, you know, the Caton Forest that I was just talking about, you know, the Germans, you know, made tremendous mileage from the finding of the mass graves there in the early, you know, 1943, before the end of the Second World War.
Well, they didn't get it into the New York Times, and
they demonized the Soviets greatly with this piece of information. We've got to go back to break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. Our show is for today, April the 17th, 2010. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
If you've ever used Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella for birth control, you must listen to this important notice. The FDA says these drugs may cause serious heart and health problems. If you or a loved one took Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella and developed any complications, these pills may be to blame. Call Phillips National Injury Group to protect your rights. If you suspect these drugs may have caused a serious injury, this announcement is for you and your family. Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella may cause deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary heart attack, stroke, or even death. If so, you or your family may be entitled to significant compensation.
For legal help with the effects of Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call the Phillips National Injury Group at 800-358-8063. That's 800-358-8063. Injured by Yaz, Yasmin, and Ocella, call 800-358-8063. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Phillips National Injury Group with offices at 20 East Thomas Road, Suite 2600, 26th floor, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Admitted in Arizona and California. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, cases of this type may be referred to local counsel for principal responsibility. This is an advertisement and a paid announcer.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now. With the total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and our subject today is genocide and how the federal government of the United States has taken a concerted effort to destroy the state's citizens and to drive them out of existence by use of the social list security number, I like to call it, the socialist security number. And I'm going to take a few more callers. I believe I've got Dennis in Michigan holding. Dennis, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Dennis, what do you think, man? Are you a state citizen, Dennis?
I'm a sovereign person. I love that. The movement towards sovereignty, because the Constitution is there to limit the government.
Absolutely. The Constitution was designed to limit the government.
Yep.
And to preserve our rights, to secure our rights.
Well, I want to let you know why I'm calling. The guy two callers ago, the Catholic guy.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to add that I'm also a proud Catholic, and I'm not for people messing with little children anywhere. I think, you know, sin is a problem throughout humanity and throughout history. And I think it's gotten a little bit out of hand, this, you know, talk, you know, against the Catholic Church. I agree with his point. He put it so well. But what I'd like to mention, even to him and to others, is that there's I believe a monastery or somewhere up in Quebec, Montreal, Quebec, that fellow, just to turn him on to this, there's a major monetary reform movement toward the Richard C. Cook's approach and, you know, non-debt-based government-issued fiat money, which has a great precedence of working if it's issued in the right amounts. No gold backing, you know, the idea of free, you know, so having freedom to trade silver and gold.
Well, I could understand an asset-based currency that's based on work. You work 2 hours, yeah. You get 2 hours work credit. And
exactly.
Now it's not a debt, it's a credit. It's a positive asset-based thing that you
exactly.
can trade with other people.
Yeah, it's issuing 100 poker chips because you have so many players in the game, or you're issuing 200 poker chips, and you're not issuing it with a debt.
And somebody in one of the earlier people was saying, but how do we get out of all this? And the way to get out of all this is we have to get out of commerce, because the federal government regulates all commerce. And so you have to get away from the bank. You have to stop borrowing money. You got to get rid of all your bank accounts. And then you have to take it back to a grassroots level here and deal with your neighbors on an asset-based barter kind of relationship here. And you have to
afternoon New York, talking to those guys who issue the Ithaca Hours last November on the way back from Vermont. And I learned a lot there. And one of the people who came to visit them, they came all the way there to visit them, were people from China, the Bank of China. They were like, how do you guys do this? You know, what's going on here? And that's the same way. You issue the money based on productivity, based on people doing
the amount of goods in the amount of goods in the market and what price you want those goods to have. This is what people don't understand. There's so many goods in the market, there's so much money in the market. If the amount of goods stays the same and you double the amount of money, well, then all the money's worth half as much.
There you go.
Pretty simple,
pretty
you know.
Pretty simple, yeah.
Pretty simple, you know. They keep the value of the money equal once they have their opportunity to spend at the Federal Reserve. We got to go back to break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
With recent